Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
Thank you so much, TGIF, all that good stuff. We are getting you ready for your sporting weekend. I am Rick Tittle. This is Titillating Sports on a Friday out here in San Francisco. Well, Scott's in San Francisco in the studios. I'm over here on the Oakland side. In my house, there's this pandemic thing you might know about. But anyway, we're here for you. And football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. We'll do it all together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Many guests scheduled, a couple of open segments in the second 2 hours, but as you may or may not know, we always do Friday's first hour with our friend Jan Wall, the film critic extraordinaire, worldwide known. And we bring in some guests. We have documentarians. We have production designers in the first hour. Actually, at 9:40, we're going to get an open segment with just me and Jan if you want to call in and talk movies with us at 1-800-878-PLAY. We will also have Joe Firestone, who's going to be part of Festpocalypse. We're going to have Aries Spears, the comedian, and voice actor Rob Paulsen, who's been in studio many times, the Danish-American, like myself, voice of so many of your favorite cartoon characters. And the former college basketball coach, Gary Waters, has a new book out about how to be a player's coach. So you think you know, huh? You think you know? Well, he does. That's why he wrote a book about it. Anyway, be a part of it, 1-800-878-PLAY. We're also on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Apple applications. We stream through sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click Listen Live, and email us rick@sportsbyline.com. And on your TV set, HBO Cinemax, the real excitement is over at CRN Digital Plus 2, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. So come on back with me and Jan Wall.
Pros bring something extra to every job. Now at the Home Depot, they also get something extra. Pro Extra, our free loyalty program built for pros just like you. Members earn perks with every dollar spent, like Pro Extra dollars, a tool rental credit, and more. New members get $20 off their next in-store purchase of $200 or more just for signing up. Learn more at homedepot.com/proextra. New year, more rewards, Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a... He's so handsome. He's a genius.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world. It's TGIF first hour, as we always spend with our good friend, the film critic, worldwide famous, Jan Wall. How are you, Jan?
Hey, Rick, I'm great. How you doing?
Not too shabby. Let's get into our first film, and this movie that we're going to talk about now is called M.C. Escher, Journey to Infinity. And we're quite happy to be joined by both the director, Robin Lutz, and the co-producer, Marinka de Jong. And Robin, let's start with you. How old were you when you first became aware of Escher and all the things that he brought to our brains?
To our brain, well, right.
Yeah, well, to our eyes and to our brains. I was, I guess, a little kid. At school, there were posters, not all over the place, but there in most and every class, there was a poster of M.C. Escher. And it was a wall painting. I was not aware that it was, oh, that's Escher. It was a painting. It was in print. But I was aware that it was astonishing because the staircases were going up and down. It was not possible. It was a kind of game on paper.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I was aware of him early on growing up, the posters, the movie Vertigo. I mean, everything was influenced by Escher. And how psychedelic. Oh, yeah. He was very psychedelic, ahead of his time, right?
Marijn?
Yeah. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
I don't know if he was psychedelic, but he had an extraordinary imagination. And he was wondering about everything he saw around him. That was the main, main thing that kept him on working, wondering about the world and playing with it, playing games.
And Marinka, you studied art history at Leiden University, and as we know that Escher was also a Dutchman. Being that someone who's also from the Netherlands, like you. How much did it influence just overall the culture in Holland?
In Holland, yeah, I think Escher has an enormous influence on culture everywhere, especially on modern culture. If you look in the movie, we try to grab some examples of the plays people play now with his inventions. And that's in tattoo art, in makeup art, in digital movies, things like that. He had an enormous influence, but not so much on artists, but on people looking at art to make them connect with art.
Was he always a modern... Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, especially younger generations are influenced. We were for film in Italy, and we were walking around in Siena, and there was a young man on the floor making a copy of The Two Hands of Escher. But in 10 by 10 feet, it was a huge thing. He was working for days and days, and everybody was respecting the art, which was on the street. And the police cars were driving around, and people were walking around, and they paid him. But that was a young guy who he was maybe 20 or 25 years old. And in the museum in The Hague, there's an Escher Museum. There, the most of the people who are visiting are youngsters, and that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this kind of art it's timeless what Escher did. And the reason I mentioned psychedelic earlier is because I grew up in the 60s, and that everywhere you looked was Escher. I mean, this kind of was he always a modern, hard line artist this way?
He started in Italy, and then he was making landscapes, so not that modern, although he had very special way of looking also at landscapes, with lots of bird's eye perspectives and frog perspectives. And but later on, during the war, when he was in Holland and he could not go out anymore and he had to look for inspiration into himself, then he started to do more, what you call psychedelic things. And
well,
the funny thing is that he didn't understand why hippies and why people in the 60s loved him so much.
Loved him.
He was making boring art, yeah.
No,
well,
and you know, Hitchcock always said some of the ideas for Vertigo came from Escher.
Mm-hmm. And Robin, I think the one that sticks out with me the most when I was maybe like in a small kid in school was the drawing on the top of the building of everyone in a square walking down the stairs while simultaneously on the other side, right, Everyone's walking up the stairs, and they all seem to kind of have these hoods on, and it was almost like this dystopian thing. So it's one thing to look at the art and say, wow, that's amazing, and it's a three-dimensional illusion. But what you tried to do with Rinke is get inside his head, right? Like, it's one thing to look at the art, but then the inspiration behind the art. What did you find?
Well, that was the we wanted to make a film about Escher, but how where do you start? And so we started to study his letters, and we found more and more letters, hundreds and hundreds, and we read the diaries, and all of a sudden, in a letter to an American collector, he said, there's only one person who can make a good movie about Escher, and that's me. So we looked one at each other and said, well, let's do that. Let Escher be the director from heaven. And so we destillated all the words in the movie, are 100% his own words, destillated from all those letters we found.
Yeah, you were talking about the stairs, and when you look into literature, also Escher is explaining the stairs in a mathematical way, and then it's interesting and funny because it's not possible. But when you read his letters or his diaries that were never meant to be published, he is talking about it, that it's a symbol for him that in life, things can always go down or always go up, and that it's endless. So there is, for him, an emotion even behind a very mathematical print. And that was where we were looking for.
Last question for you.
I cannot wait to see this.
Sorry, last question for you. So I know you got to run. I've been fortunate to be, you know, in Holland many times and go to the Rijksmuseum. But where is he? I know he's not one of the Dutch masters, but where is he? Because he was in a different time. But where is he regarded in the sort of pantheon of artists in the Netherlands?
In the Escher Museum, he has a special museum in The Hague, visited by many Americans, luckily too, every year.
All right. Well, I want to remind everybody, it's called M.C. Escher: Journey to Infinity, a documentary film by Robin Lutz, and also narrated by Stephen Fry, which is very cool.
Oh, I love Stephen Fry. Oh. I'm a huge fan of him.
You will love the film too, then.
Robin Lutz, the director, and Rinke de Jong, the producer, have joined us. And this will be opening on February 5th if you are in L.A. or New York, and then in 45 additional cities.
On the Internet? Can you get it on the Internet? Or...
I don't know. There's the Lorber Kino Lorber is the distributor for the United States at Zeitgeist and Kino Lorber. So I don't know. I doubt that it will be on internet right away because they are also preparing a DVD and a Blu-ray, and it will be first in the movies. But there will be in time. It will be on internet, I guess.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, zeitgeistfilms.com. Robin and Marinka, thank you very much, and congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And on the other side, we'll continue our movie talk with Jan Wall. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Geschworen, bin geboren in der Pfalz. Ich lieb dich nun mal, jeden Berg, jedes Tal, Heimatland. Du mein schönes Pfälzerland.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Fantastic. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, film critic, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. We continue our entertainment hour. Our next guest, glad to have him, Mark Ricker. He is the production designer for the Netflix movie streaming now called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. First of all, Mark, welcome to the show. And I realize that you don't make these pictures for good reviews, but it's got to feel good when you get them. And when you see that Rotten Tomatoes gives you a 98%, I don't even think The Wizard of Oz got 98%. So what's that like?
Yeah, no, it's definitely it's better than the alternative. Any of my movies listed on Rotten Tomatoes, I think that's the highest score. So I certainly have sort of seen all ends of that spectrum. But no, it's great to work on a film that's been received so well by so many people.
You know, the history of production design in Hollywood films, this is Jan Wall, and I'm a classic Hollywood buff and do a lecture on production design in Hollywood. And, you know, who inspired you in this field? Because this field is very exciting, production design.
You know, I mean, I've wanted to work in the movie business since before I was doing much else, and I didn't really know what that meant. But you know, the movies I was watching when I was a kid were, you know, all the classic, the typicals, Wizard of Oz, and a lot of, you know, Steven Spielberg as a kid of the 80s. But once I sort of grew up a little bit and realized, you know, it was able to study and know a little bit more about what the world was around me. I mean, there's designers like, you know, Jack Fisk, who's has been at the top of his game for as long as he's been doing this. Some of the fantastic films of Terrence Malick and P.T. Anderson are just like films that I love anyway. But Jack just has he's just a brilliant designer, and he's the first guy who comes to mind when I speak.
Well,
about
what
that.
Were you? What were like you? Whole,
go ahead.
What were you before this? I mean, were you an artist and a video artist or something like that that led you into this?
The first movie I ever did was Bull Durham, which dates me a little bit, but I was pretty young then. I'm from North Carolina, and they were making that movie then, and so I just did everything I could to get on the crew there, and I was at the, you know.
Hello?
Oh, I think we lost him.
No, just when it was Bull Durham? God.
I could work on movies, so I was, you know, you sort of start in community theater and children's theater and all that, but I was artistic, and I was always creating things, and I was always drawing things, so eventually I just kind of like elbowed my way into designing the scenery for shows, Little Shop of Horrors and that kind of thing, and then just was able to connect the dots once I found myself on a movie set and realized that there was an entire department. I just hadn't thought about it when I was watching the movies as a kid, that there were people that actually were responsible for this. So it was nice to meet those people and realize this would be the thing for me to pursue.
Well, so the sets, the way the sets look, the way the design looks, everything, it's a very important field.
Yeah. I mean, it's creating the world for whatever movie you happen to be watching. And I think that, you know, you kind of have to learn and realize how much is created. If people just take it for granted that when they tune in, mm-hmm. you know, aside from the obvious science fiction or whatever, or if it's a big period film, but I just think the details of what that is, from the nuts and bolts to the esoteric to the ethereal, you know, just it's kind of the greatest. You know, I sort of say that it's sort of cobbles together architecture and photography and history and sociology mm-hmm. and landscape design and painting and history, you know, and mm-hmm. all of it, of which mm-hmm. I could never do any of that for real because I didn't study any of that, but I could take the bits and pieces that are all of interest to me, and to me it's like the best job because you just dip into all of those things and mush it all together, and it's, you know, it doesn't get any better in my opinion.
And what I think about as the production designer, and you have to set the aesthetic and the time period and the overall look of the whole film, one of the things that always kind of bothers me when I watch a movie, and it's like a movie from the 30s, and so every car looks like it's from a collector. It's just spotless. Or a war movie where everyone's uniform is just completely crispy, clean, brand new. It just seems... Yeah. Well, what's that like when you want to get the authentic thing, but you don't want it to be, look like it was a collector's item?
Well, you know, it's difficult because a lot of those cars, I mean, there's certainly a stock that exists where they aren't off the showroom floor. But a lot of times, having done period films, you do end up going to collectors, and it's a ginger negotiation to you know, talk about what you have to do. I mean, on Ma Rainey's Bottom in particular, my picture car coordinator found this fellow who collected all of these, the trucks. I mean, the industrial, the flatbed trucks, and we ended up having dump trucks and you know, just variety of trucks, which was brilliant, except that they all looked like toys. I mean, they were all so meticulously mm-hmm. Refurbished that I thought, well, we can't use these unless we can do something to them. And so there was a negotiation, and the fellow was fantastic. And we were able to go in there and change some of the, you know, we just were able to age them all down. But you never know, you know, what you're going to be allowed to do. But it's a whole challenge because you don't get those things until the last minute either. So you have a whole team of scenics who come in, and they work their magic, and you try to, you know, not make it look like they're, you know, somebody's baby. and then be able to return it to them, because the last thing you want to do is do any damage to anybody's pride and joy. But it's a project. One additional layer on top of all the others.
Yeah. And so this was supposed to be in Chicago, but you filmed it in Pittsburgh. You had to be very careful about what was in the background, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our street locations were somewhat limited. We do, when we introduced the fellas to the street where the recording studio is, we dressed about three blocks practically with awnings and dirt down the street and the whole nine yards. And then there was a bunch of trees at the end, so those were the obvious things to take out, and visual effects ended up picking it back up. But we really tried to pay attention to what the street signage was, what the storefronts were. We looked at lots of maps and figured out exactly where this neighborhood would have existed in Chicago at the time in the industrial section, and found, you know, what those streets were, what it would have been, what subway stop they would have gotten off from. I mean, I really looked at maps and considered where Levy would have been, which was in a neighborhood of Bronzeville, which was different than the industrial neighborhood where the studio would have been, and, you know, really looked at, all right, what was the subway doing, or the elevated trains, you know, in Chicago at the time? Where were these guys? Where they would have traveled? And then it just matriculates down into what the names of the streets and the neighborhoods are that you put on the signage. We try to think of everything.
Wow. What a great field to be in. And Ma Rainey, what a great show that is. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I would encourage everyone to check it out. It's absolutely fabulous. But your work, people should look at that part of movie making. Look at the movies and see how the backgrounds. Now, a lot of people think that backgrounds are now computer generated. How do you work with that?
It depends on the project. I haven't actually worked with it extensively. It starts to creep in more and more, where, at least in my experience, the films that I've done, it's more of sort of a corrective device where you're erasing, you know, modern elements. in cityscapes, buildings that just aren't correct, or anything from crosswalks that don't exist in period films, or yellow stripes, or power lines of all of that. Again, what we did do on Ma Rainey was that there was an entire skyline that was added in a couple of places, and also an elevated train that appeared above Viola Davis's head in a shot or two. But in other films, you know, it just depends on the scope. I mean, there can be set extensions where you'll build one little element and then you have green screens on right and left, and then the computer wizards working with the designers will fill in the blanks. And, you know, it's very typical these days because the technology has gotten so good that that it can be, you know, difficult to tell reality from not.
I have a million questions for a production designer. It's such an exciting, interesting field.
All right, that's Mark Ricker, the production designer for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Check it out on Netflix if you haven't. And by the way, as we go, we had Jay Roach in studio with us last year, and I know you worked with him on Bombshell. He seems like a fun guy to work with.
He's the best, the nicest guy in Hollywood. I've done three movies with Jay, and I'll drop anything at any point to work with him. He's the best.
Great stuff. Check it out on Netflix, everyone.
Look at your credits. My God.
Mark, congratulations on the film. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
All right, Jan, we got an open segment. Let's talk, all right?
Cool.
Let's do it. Come on back. Everybody else, if you want to get in, you got movie questions for Jan Wall. It is 800-878-PLAY. Come on back.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust, and nobody has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
That's 800-403-5912.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. And Jan, we have an open segment. And I said, if
great
movie question for you, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Chris in Oakland, you're with Jan Wall. What do you got, buddy?
Hi, hey, Rick. Thanks. Hi, Jan. Been a huge honor, big fan for a long time watching you about all the movies. And I'm a sports guy like Rick, and I'm a little younger than Rick, but he looks a lot younger than me. But I, you know, so my wheelhouse is like my wheelhouse is movies like Animal House, Caddyshack, those kind of dumb movies of the early '80s.
Mm-hmm,
But I'm also a historical guy, and your last two interviews were fascinating, just kind of
were
behind
they?
The scenes,
yeah.
how to do historical stuff. So my question to you is, how, you know, when you see like I just recently saw the movie with Marcel Marceau and how he saved all the Jewish children in the Holocaust, and how much. Mm-hmm. They always say, like, based on a true story, or, you know, it seems like it gives the director a lot of license to just kind of write whatever, right? And so how true are a lot of these historical movies? And then if you can answer that one, and then what's a good movie I should watch this weekend, historical-based?
Cool. Wonderful questions. Actually, historical movies give you less leeway than a fantasy or something in the present. Historical movies need to be historical. So you've got a movie set in the 50s or the 70s, you know, or 1850s. You know, you make it work because you make it believable that it's historical. So you go back in records and archives. You get interior design. You get cars, as our guest was talking about, getting the cars, right, the trucks. You get all kinds of things that are actually accurate. And then you put them in, because the history won't work if it doesn't look like it really, you know, was. So I find that a very exciting part of movie making, because I love history. And whether it's World War II or whether it's the Victorian England, I just love people who go back in history and then recreate it cinematographically. So that's a good question.
Cool.
In terms of
Which I watch this weekend?
Go ahead, hon.
No, I'm sorry, I cut you off. What should I watch this weekend? Good historical movie.
I would go into Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Netflix
yes.
has Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that our guest worked on. Also, he mentioned, if you want a sports movie, it's not Netflix, but it's a great sports movie. I'm sure you've seen it. It's a classic, Bull Durham. Field of Dreams. But you know what's funny about these movies is they're worth seeing again. Another one you probably haven't seen yet takes place in 1813 Edwardian England, and the costumes and set design are amazing, and it's called Bridgerton.
My wife just watched it, and I just didn't get into it, so okay.
Well. Right, I know. Men,
I'll tell
her
the great Jan Wall.
Issues.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I'll tell the great Jan Wall said it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it. 1-800.
I'm laughing because so many men, especially straight men, tell me that Bridgerton just doesn't work for them. But if you get into it on the level of recreating history and interesting casting, multi-ethnic casting, there's a lot to really love there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, is Chris was talking about older things. Whenever there's an inaccuracy, sometimes, to me, I have to just completely stop the project. And that is if I see they're using a gun in a movie that wasn't invented during that time.
Right.
Or I started to watch I'm a big World War I buff, and the movie started off saying January 28th, 1914, Archduke Ferdinand assassinated in Sarajevo. I'm like, no, that was June 28th. So they can't even get the
date
right.
You're done.
I'm out. So how hard of a judge are you more forgiving than I am?
Well, there's funny stories about that. I think it was Stanley Kubrick who said during Spartacus, some guy, you know, one of the slaves looked at a watch. I mean, there's some crazy stories about things like that. Natch, it was cut out. But there's, you know, I could be forgiving, yeah, because I want to see that movie about World War One. You know, I want to see it. I'm not going to not see it. I mean, if it looks good and it's got interesting ideas behind it, I could be a little forgiving. I can't be, you know, if it's really outrageous, then no, I'm like you. I mean, move on. You know, there's too many good movies that do get it right.
Yeah, there are certain, I mean, I'll give you an example of, I was watching this show Billions on Showtime because it has Paul Rudd and Damian Lewis and three comedians who've been in studio with me. And that's why I started watching it, mostly because of Dan Soder. Mm-hmm. But, and it's starting to get really stupid. But in season five, one of the characters said, well, you know, Al Davis always said, win, baby, win. And it's not what he said. He said, just win, baby. Now, if that had been in episode one, I would have never watched another episode. But I'm already into the damn thing, so I have to stay with it, even after something that egregiously stupid to me.
Right. Do you remember the Western TV show Deadwood? It was really great. Deadwood, I just loved it. But what I didn't understand is, at that time, did people use the F word that much? And that was getting me a little bit. So then I looked it up, and I found out from this wonderful series that Nick Cage hosts called The History of Swear Words, I found out it was around during the Western days, and they did use it.
Well, so, you can't get Ian McShane in something and not have the F word. I think that's it.
Oh my God!
Well, there are always, you know, people will point out that in that movie Django Unchained, that he wore sunglasses, and sunglasses weren't invented then. Braveheart, he wore a kilt, and the kilt wasn't invented then, and so you can kind of, unless like a,
I know, sometimes you have to forgive. If Ian McShane, I'm forgiving. You know, I'm just forgiving. Except the sunglasses thing was tough. You know, and sometimes sunglasses in general annoy me. Like the movie that Paul Newman finally won the Oscar for, you know, not The Hustler, but the sequel to The Hustler, Color of Money. He wore sunglasses through the whole thing. And in those days, Herb Cain was kind of the head of columnists in the Bay Area and kind of in the world. And he put in this thing I said, which was that... you know, come on, Paul Newman wearing sunglasses through the whole movie, is that really necessary?
I remember it was 1977 and my...
I mean, little things like that can annoy me.
Yeah, I remember in the 70s, my mom wrote something that Herb Cain put in, and it was just it was a huge thrill that Herb Cain, like, quoted her.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
We don't have anybody like that anymore. He put in a joke Do we have time for a joke or no?
Oh, of course.
Okay, well, he put in this joke I wrote that, I mean, I sent to him, that Groucho Marx, you know, they were very anti-Semitic in Hollywood in the 30s, and Groucho Marx wanted to join this country club. And they said, oh, Groucho, you can't join the country club. You're Jewish, and we're restricted. And he said, really? My wife is Gentile, and so the kids are only half Jewish. Can they go in the pool up to their knees?
That's pretty good.
Stupid, huh?
At first, he had the line that Woody Allen always quoted, I don't want to join a club that has someone like me as a member.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Rick Tittle with Jan Wall, lines 1-800-878-PLAY. Jan, I would be remiss not to ask you about the passing of the great Cicely Tyson yesterday.
Oh, man, we lost two this week, Cloris Leachman and Cicely Tyson.
Cloris Leachman, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. So hilarious. Yeah. And even all the way up through Beer Fest, she was fantastic in that as well.
And I spent a whole day with her.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. It was wonderful. Not Cicely Tyson. I'm sorry. With Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, tell
us. In the East Bay. Yeah, in the East Bay at a movie theater, the Orinda, we had a tribute to her, to my friend Derek Zimrak. And we spent the whole day there, and it was amazing to talk to her. I mean, she was such a pretty woman, but when she did Young Frankenstein, High Anxiety, and History of the World Part 1 for Mel Brooks, she uglied herself up. She said even Mel would say, hey, do you really need that, you know, ah. And she'd say, no, let's really ugly it up. And she really had some great courage, creative courage, and a wonderful actress, just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Cicely Tyson. I mean, she was a real legend. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for me, you know, of course, the young Frankenstein, you know, Frau Blücher with the mustache. And of course, Phyllis on Mary Tyler Moore. And she was so good as a deadpan, you know, snob on that show.
Yeah. She was actually kind of like that. I mean, she was sort of hard-edged and sort of a bit of a snob. I could see that. I mean, she was more like that character than Frau Blücher. You know, when we say that, we need the horses whinnying. What's wrong with us? There we go. And, you know, she was more like sort of the Phyllis character. But, boy, she really had guts, you know. I mean, if you remember History of the World Part 1, which is this underrated Mel Brooks comedy that I love, she was the Madame Defarge during the French Revolution, and she looked like hell. Plus, you know, Nurse Diesel and High Anxiety.
Sure.
Plus, of course,
High Anxiety, one of my all-time favorites.
Remember that bra she had?
Yeah, she was a dominatrix. And she's like, I'm sorry you were disturbed. Right. It was the television.
You're making too much noise.
Those who are late do not get fruit cup.
Fruit cup, yes, fruit cup. So there's all kinds of good things. And then back to Escher, we were talking about Escher and his incredible drawings and how they made a documentary about it. I mean, please, how great is that? He is, I mean, he still has like this, people still look at Escher and trip out, young people. So how great they finally made a documentary about this guy.
No doubt about it. I have a rec for you, if you'd like. And this show started, I believe, in 2014, and there were, I think, three or four seasons, and I only got to it during the quarantine. It's from Comedy Central, but it's on Hulu, and it's a show called Nathan for You. And
oh, I don't know that.
I think you would love it. He's a Canadian comedian, Nathan Fielder. And he goes to L.A., and he goes to these sort of fledgling businesses and strip malls, and he comes out with this outrageous idea to help them get business. But everybody else, you know, is not in on it, that he's trying to be funny. And so they all think it's serious, and it's some of the most bizarre things you've ever seen. But it's absolutely hilarious if you want to watch Nathan for You.
Nathan for You. Okay. God, isn't there a huge amount that's available? I mean, people are always telling me about great things like that. And actually, that sounds a little bit of like that episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm where he opens a business out of revenge, Larry David.
Latte Larry's next to Mocha Joe's, yeah.
Mocha Joe's. Larry David reminds me so much of real life Los Angeles. I mean, I worked there. I worked for a guy just like Larry David, and who was the head of a studio. And I am telling you, if you want to know how completely self-absorbed and egotistical and kind of disgusting a lot of those people are, you got to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Plus, you'll laugh. You know, it's so funny.
Yeah. Before we go, I have to tell you, I had a comedian on the other day. I've talked to a lot of guys that were in Curb, and he said that Larry David, when he first met him, they were at a party, and Larry walked up to him and said, "You think I can throw gum in the fireplace?" He's like, "It was a Curb. It was a Curb episode in real life."
Totally, totally.
All right, Jan. As always, thank you so much for your time, kid.
Okay, honey. Have a good week.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt.
Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right one.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thanks for that. A couple minutes left in hour number one of two. Joe Firestone and Rob Paulson from Fespocalypse in the second hour, and then Aries Spears and Coach Gary Waters in the third hour. Scott in the studio recommends Queen's Gambit. It's very popular on Netflix with the beautiful model who's supposed to be a nerd. But yes, that's getting a lot of good play. You got to be careful sometimes when you recommend things to people. Like, I remember I worked at a shoe store when I was in college, and there was a girl there, and she, we were talking about some movie, and I go, oh, well, you know, it's a black comedy. And then she said, I saw it. There was no black people in it. You said it was a black comedy. And I went, oh, and then I thought, well, maybe she didn't know, understand what the term meant. But then I knew she was stupid because she said, what should me and my boyfriend rent tonight? VHS, back in the day in the 80s. And I said, rent Spinal Tap, one of my favorite movies all time. She rented it. She goes, we stopped it after about 20 minutes. It's not even a real band. And I'm like, okay, I'm done here. You just like, I live in the same country. I work in the same store. I breathe the same air as this person. And I don't want to act superior, but it's like, how do you not get it? I don't understand. If you just say, oh, this is fake, it's not for me. But to literally, it's not even a real band. Okay, that's great. No more recommendations for you. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.